Flood Stories. As floodwaters recede in Hatyai, people are telling their stories of how they survived their ordeals in the stricken city. Disabled and alone, Sompong Salim managed to scramble onto the roof of his house, where he was forced to wait without food for 3 days before help arrived. His home in Prachatipat Road in Hatyai Municipality was inundated by the devastating floods that followed the heaviest downpours ever witnessed in the southern city. All he could do was cling to the roof as the rain pelted down and drink whatever rainwater he could collect. "It has never been so bad that I had to go and live on the roof," Mr. Sompong said. Songkye Chansuan, 30, a petrol station manager, had a similar experience. He said the water rose very fast and reached 1 meter deep within 2 hours. He used a ladder to climb onto the petrol station's roof, where he was joined by about 30 other people who swam from their flooded houses to take refuge there. "We didn't receive any help," Mr. Songkye said. "We had a gas stove so we could boil water and cook some instant noodles. We also were able to pick up some food that floated by in the water to sustain ourselves." Thekpin Chun Siripap, 67, a resident of Klong Rian 1, said he had not had any sleep for 2 nights. The electricity was cut at 3:30 a.m. on Monday, after which the water rose to about 1 meter. He had to stay on the top of a wooden table that was the only piece of furniture in his house still above water. Kamong Pan Pong Ruang, another local resident, said the flood covered her whole house, so she lost all of her electrical appliances and everything else in the house, as well as her car and motorcycle.